buzz Colin Kaepernick talked about? Is he coming in?
We talked about Colin, yeah. You know, but we want to try to have somebody with a similar skill set, either A, that, or B, have somebody that's familiar with the things that I've done.
Dale Arnold.
Tom, you're not funny.
Huh?
You're not funny.
Rich Keefe.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
Last time was 59,000. If she could do that for Mutt, imagine what she can do for Rossi and Keith.
Because this would be the ultimate slap in the face to Mutt.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
And instead, it was the ultimate slap in the face to Jason and Rich.
Mutt won, Keith Rossi nothing. But the fight's not over, Rossi.
I'm used to being on the other
the
side.
The losing
of
end of everything?
Yeah, pretty
that's
much.
That's too bad.
He's kind of resigned himself to.
It's kind of a downer.
That's
you're usually
but
a
I'm okay with
guy.
It.
No, it's a defeatist attitude, Rossi.
Have you noticed that Rossi's been working with us for a year now? Right? Full year?
Just about.
Just about a year?
I've been with you, yeah. Not full, like, I got the job.
Significantly more negative now than he was before. I was afraid of this.
Oh, how would that not happen here, right?
It did take a lot longer than I expected. I thought by, like, June he was going to be like, I think I'm done with this. But he's been here for a full year. And really, the last couple of weeks.
Keeping him here is your positivity.
I think so. I have suddenly become the positive one in the group.
I think I kind of am, Rossi. I think I kind of am.
Lucy can speak to it because she sits back in the producer's room with you, but he has had some rough weeks.
I don't know if I caused the negativity
maybe
or
it's
what
true.
Happened.
That's true.
But
that.
Oh,
yeah.
It's definitely
minute.
More negative.
I have not thought about that. That could be the case.
Yeah, I think it's just been this new studio, there's been some tough hurdles up here.
Yeah, blaming the tools. There he goes.
No, it's my
it's a poor carpenter.
That's right.
Anyways,
that's
yeah,
a nice way of putting it.
No, I think yeah.
You
yeah.
used to be, and you know what's funny is he is significantly more negative than he used to be. Still, the most positive person at the station.
Oh, by far.
Still close. Has that record.
Well, no, Lucy maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
At times,
I don't know
yeah.
about that. Yeah,
I'm going to get Lucy envy. Dale's given all my old crowns and accolades.
I
right
well, no, and I said okay. I don't know. I mean,
hard
she,
to say.
She's
really.
Probably not as positive as you.
Because the one thing I could always count on was Rossi would be upbeat. And now it's just...
Now he's a beaten man.
He is. He's beaten down.
It's kind of like I had to take a little bit of the guy who used to stand where
Andy,
I am, had to take
yeah,
some of his like
true.
Personality on.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's that spot that you're in now. Something to do with...
I think I could argue for that.
Okay.
Rossi comes trudging in the morning.
Yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
knows. I mean, that's what he's like now.
I'm regular Eeyore back there.
Yeah. Oh, bother.
It's really too bad.
Back to the calls with you guys at 617-779-7937. We will talk to Tommy Curran just after 1 o'clock today. Peter's in JP. Hey, Peter, how
Hi.
You doing?
Hey, how are you guys doing? All dynasty then, just like...
it's true. All good things.
All
Rossi's attitude.
Yeah.
Dynasty.
Well, seriously, that thing.
Okay, I think the dynasty started and will end with Tom Brady.
It's a bold proclamation.
There is no plan B. Because there's not going to be another Tom Brady. He's a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback, especially where they're drafting. So I think when Tommy's done...
Well, they got him at 199.
Do you think there's going to be another Tommy Brady in the
yes.
draft?
Yes,
probably,
yes,
probably
I do.
Probably
yeah,
the next
this year.
Guy. Probably
yeah.
the next guy they take.
And probably not.
Seriously?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm going to go out
we're
on
going
a limb.
With there's not going to be another Tom Brady? That's what we're going with now?
And especially
you're
not
wrong.
At 199 in the draft? Probably not.
No. I would say there's a great chance that they are terrible once he leaves. I think most people believe that, especially if he
Which
and
is
Belichick
why
leave at
Josh,
around the same time.
How much do you want this gig?
Well,
I mean,
don't know.
And let's just play it out. Okay?
Because if you think
here,
the owner is important,
stay
don't you
here
think the owner
and,
is good?
Well, the owner here is great, but that's not my point. Stay here if you're Josh.
Yeah.
Stay here in the aftermath of Belichick and Brady, and this thing is burned to the studs.
Yeah.
Or go to Cleveland, where at least the foundation is there. To move forward with what you think is a good young quarterback. And
I would not want to be the guy that replaced Belichick.
Ever.
But I don't know why he came back. So I'm just trying to theorize why he didn't take the job when he had it. Like, he was out the door.
It's his family, Keith. His kids didn't want to leave Foxborough
yeah.
or wherever they live.
So they want to go to Cleveland?
Well, that's home for
okay.
the family.
For
I mean, you
I mean
know.
Even LeBron didn't want to go to Cleveland for too long.
All right, I've had enough of Akron. It's time for
like,
me
oh,
to go.
Oh, wait a minute. Why'd I come back here?
617-779-7937. Rich is in Boston. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's good. Going on?
Good, good. Hey, everybody's got Josh going to Green Bay and Cleveland. What if Bill goes to Green Bay? Josh stays.
you know, with Vince Lombardi, Lambeau Field. He's have a great quarterback. He loves Aaron Rodgers. What if Bill decides, hey, I'll go up there for 3 years?
Is this Michael Felger? I mean, just be honest with me.
Why would Belichick need to go anywhere?
Well, he doesn't need to go anywhere.
Okay.
Just to prove, hey, I can do it with somebody else. I mean, with the history of football, and he's a historian.
Yep.
He might be able to do it with somebody else here.
Yeah, see, I keep hearing this. We used to hear this before.
Yeah.
How, you know, what Bill really wants to do is prove he can win without Brady. No, he just wants to win.
Right.
So now it's, well, the history wants to prove he can do it again in Green Bay. No.
If Brady's got to rebuild, he'll rebuild here. I think he would. If Brady still wants to, if Brady's still playing at an MVP type of level, then Belichick, I think, would coach him till he was done. But it's going to get to a point, and it may already be at that point, where Belichick says, you know what, we could actually do better. How many years could you really say we could do better at the quarterback position? Never. Even if he wasn't the best, it was just so unrealistic.
He was right there.
It was so unrealistic to get the other guy. Like, you weren't going to be able to pry the other guy away.
You weren't going to get Drew Brees out of
New
Orleans.
No, you weren't going to. But the more he drops, the more likely it is, yeah, wait a minute, now fill in the blank. How many teams have a better quarterback? And if it gets to that point, then Belichick's just going to want to improve at that position, whether it's here or I would assume it's here. I don't see him going anywhere else. But I mean, I guess crazier things have happened.
Is it possible? I only ask this rhetorically because I have my I have my own opinion.
Okay.
Is it possible that Belichick, in that conversation with Kraft and Josh McDaniels, it wasn't, hey, I'll be here 2 years and I'm out the door. Is it, I'll coach for a year or two, then I'll step into the front office, and then you can take the team at that point?
My opinion on that would be, if I was McDaniels, I'd want the job even less.
Yeah.
If Bill Belichick
was that guy
here,
looking over your shoulder.
As soon as you lose the game, you're like, well, he's not even the best coach in the organization. And like, that's a no-win
Plus
situation.
It's sort of a slap in the face to Nick Caserio, right?
Yeah, right. Because that's pretty much his job. They kind of both do the player stuff.
I know not general manager, but in effect, that's what Caserio is.
Right. I mean, Belichick gets his guys, but Caserio does a lot of stuff because it'd be pretty tough if he didn't have somebody like that.
I don't think that Bill Belichick wants to undertake a rebuild program in Green Bay with the Packers.
No, because how much longer, like, Brady and Rodgers could line up pretty evenly. Like, they both want to play 2 more years.
Yeah, it's not like Rodgers is, you know, some 24-year-old kid.
He's 35.
He's not going to be around. In fact, he will not be around till he's 40. I know he said that.
He said that, but
you can't play the way he plays. He's been hurt, you know, bits and pieces of the last couple of years because of the way he plays.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be playing super long. It may line up. If you take over, if you're McDaniels and you take over the Packers, you're going to have to be looking for the next quarterback probably just as soon as you would if you were here with Brady.
Yeah, either place, you're going to need the next quarterback.
You're going to draft a guy. And then how does Rodgers respond to that?
And by the way, it's really cold there.
I've heard that. The frozen tundra, that whole thing?
I mean, I got to be honest. There are times when Bill Belichick looks miserable on the Patriots sideline.
Yeah, but not like Tom Coughlin when he was coaching that game
when he
in
had
Green
that
Bay.
Red
and
face.
His face was like frostbit.
Looked like it
get
was going to
inside.
Peel off.
It looked awful. It looked so painful. That probably still hasn't recovered.
Looked like his face was stuck to a flagpole and then
I've
they ripped him off.
I've never seen someone look that cold in my life.
Well, he probably was.
But there was a lot of people on the sideline. What was he doing?
Well, they can wear, like, snowmobile suits and stuff. He can't wear that.
He could wear a little mask if he wanted. Start doing a coat bang.
No, run the football.
That's fine. It's all hand signals, Dale. They can't hear him anyway. It's all hand signals.
John's on the cell phone. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's going on?
Hey, I honestly think that there's, with all the draft quarterbacks left from last year, there's more than one Teddy Bridgewater sitting on a sideline not playing. It's a pretty darn good quarterback. So I honestly think that there's a potential that the Patriots' next quarterback might already be in the league.
Well, let's...
How many of those guys do you think there really are, realistically? I don't think there's
Bridgewater's
many.
A legit name.
Bridgewater is.
That one's okay. But
Bridgewater is. I think A.J. McCarron is.
But there's a lot of guys that really haven't played yet, and that... Bill knows the skill set he's looking for. I mean, it's not that they're going to find another Tom Brady, but they're going to find a guy that they can groom to have the skill set that Tom has. And it is the smartest coaching staff in the league. And you don't need Tom Brady to be a good team. You need Tom Brady to be a Super Bowl team. But I still think they may be able to do it, and then eventually they may find the next diamond in the rough at that position. But
yeah, I think I think it, you know, diamond in the rough, I feel like would be pretty unrealistic for this organization just to do it twice. Like, I really don't. I think they're going to have to invest a first round pick in a quarterback. That's what most of these guys are. We did the exercise before.
You look at all
the starting quarterbacks pretty much were drafted by their team, and for the most part in the first round. There's exceptions. There's Russell Wilson. There's Tom Brady. There are some other guys that weren't. But for the most part, you're talking about first round and high first round picks. That's who the quarterbacks are. And his point on the backups, these are just the AFC backup quarterbacks, Dale. Tell me if there's a diamond in the rough here.
Okay, let's jump all over this.
Matt Barkley.
No.
Brock Osweiler.
Oh, boy.
Davis Webb. Brian Hoyer. I guess the Baltimore Ravens kind of up in the air. I guess technically now Joe Flacco is the backup, but whatever. Tom Savage, Tyrod Taylor, Joshua Dobbs, Brandon Whedon, Jacoby Brissett, Cody Kessler or Blake Bortles, Blaine Gabbert, Kevin Hogan, Chad Henne, Geno Smith, A.J. McCarron, who I actually don't mind.
You just want D.D. McCarron to come along in the package.
I don't think, well, sure. I got nothing wrong with that. But I think McCarron, he might be the best. Oh, out of all the backups in the entire league, I think Teddy Bridgewater and A.J. McCarron are the only two that are even want to give a shot
yeah,
to.
Yeah, Bridgewater is the guy, when we were playing this exercise off yeah. the air, I said, you know, maybe Bridgewater.
Yeah.
I also think that's kind of the direction the quarterback position is going. You know, a little more mobility. The straight drop back pocket passer that is Tom Brady is really not the way the game is played anymore.
No, but he also, I don't think it's going to be Lamar Jackson either. I don't. I think he's very entertaining to watch. You mentioned this after his first start. He had 27 carries.
Yeah. He wouldn't survive the season if he did that.
What was last Sunday, his second start or his third start? And he was in the concussion protocol, right? I mean, it just, I don't think, I'm all for a mobile quarterback, but it's got to be somebody like Baker Mayfield or Deshaun Watson or, you know, a guy that can. You're not just running these QB draws nonstop, but if a play breaks down, the defense better have somebody, you know, aware or he's going to pick up 15 yards. Like that's fine. I think that's a guy, but you're not running the option and things like that.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll talk to Tommy Curran at just after 1 o'clock. He'll join us as he does every Wednesday. By the way, a texter checked in, Keith.
Texter.
Rich, I have a great horse on Dead Red. I named it Ghost of BoJack.
Oh, come on, man.
It was a tribute.
That's
it was
unbelievable.
An honorarium.
That is really, I mean, I guess it's nice. Right? And it's sort of a tip of the cap to BoJack.
It's better than not BoJack.
Not BoJack sucks.
Follow Dale on Twitter at Dale E. Arnold. This is Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
So I have one small tidbit of ghost news for you.
Love ghost news.
I'm going on a hunt next week.
You're going on
I'm
ghost
going to join
hunt.
Amy Bruni and Adam Berry.
Where are you going?
I can't tell you because I'd have to kill you.
Let me ask you this. Do you have to fly?
No.
Okay, so it's
relatively
close?
It's local. Yeah,
okay.
No, it's local.
Right. Well, I'm just trying to set the scene here in my head.
I'm going to join them at an investigation next week.
Now, what kind of equipment do you need?
Well, they have everything.
Do you have like a Ghostbusters pack?
Or do you have any, like, proton?
Don't cross the streams.
Don't do that. No. They have all the stuff. And
so, what are you thinking? You're going to hear something now when you've
know.
Gone before.
I don't know anything about this investigation okay. they're doing. I just know that Amy invited me to join them next week, so I'm going to go out.
And you've been on a few of these.
Yeah.
You have heard, but not seen.
I have
things,
not
correct?
Seen anything.
Okay.
I have heard stuff. I've never seen anything.
Have you smelled anything?
No.
Have you touched anything?
I think that's a little personal.
Have you tasted anything? Interesting. So
I'll report back.
And I assume this is one of these places that has already like reportedly been haunted.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
They're not just going on a whim.
No. They people request that they come and investigate.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
But you can't wrap your arms around a ghost.
No.
No.
Could be somebody who sleeps with ghosts.
No.
Potentially.
Although when we ran that story a while ago and I asked Amy about it, she said, no. No, you can't have sex with ghosts.
Amy seems a little close-minded.
No, I think she knows more about ghosts than we do. That's all.
All right. Well,
she
I
said,
think
no,
we can
you,
at least...
you cannot have sex with ghosts.
I think we can at least ask the question. I think it's fair.
And that woman
she's
answered
convinced.
In the affirmative.
She's convinced. Yes.
No.
No. It's got a weight, but weightless.
narrows it down, doesn't it?
Yeah. How does the sex bit happen? You can still feel it. Like, it felt it was kind of, it's difficult to explain.
Like a weight.
That's kind of a weight, but at the same time, weightless.
It's difficult to explain because it doesn't exist.
Well, it did to her.
Although,
okay,
if something happens next week, I'll report back to you if I get molested by a ghost out there.
Careful. Even when it came up behind you and you could feel its breath on your neck, that still didn't freak you out.
Not at all.
Oh, that would totally freak me out.
Well, no, it's her lover, though. She doesn't care. So you got to report back. So when is this? This weekend?
No, next week.
Oh, next week.
Yeah, middle of next week.
All right, so you'll have to
report
back.
I forget which day, but
I'm looking forward to the results.
I'll let you know if we find anything.
Good, good.
617-779-7937. Dale is in Hampton. Hey, Dale. Dale!
I think you meant Hanson, if it's me.
Oh, that's you.
Hanson!
I think.
What's up?
Oh, Hanson.
What's up, Hanson? Yep.
What's going on, guys? Long time listener. Love that you guys are in the 10 o'clock time frame now.
Me too. Yep.
To listen to you.
Good.
One, I also think the reason why they can't talk to our coaches and they have to ask permissions is in the playoffs, they're still actively coaching the team. So they have to ask permission. So we can either say you can't.
That makes sense.
And then after the season, if they're a free agent or, like you say.
But he's not a free agent at the end of the season, though.
No, he's,
like he said, he can advance. He can't try to snipe him for offensive coordinator, but they can interview him for head coach.
Yeah.
See, we'll ask Curran to confirm this. I think that if you're under contract, it doesn't matter if it's the offseason or not, you still have to ask for permission. My question is simply, can you deny? If the man's under contract, you can't just swoop in and say, hey, look, I'm offering him a head coaching job, so I'm going to talk to this guy. I think the Patriots can deny permission if they want.
Yeah, but it's probably just a bad precedent to set.
I know it's a formality. I understand that.
No, but also it's a bad thing to set because would you want to work for the one head coach in the league that wouldn't let you move up the ranks?
Right.
Like, so I think you probably – almost everybody is allowed to interview. But your point about during the season, yeah, that's why you see it a lot during the bye weeks and things like that so they get it done.
And we're always almost in the AFC Championship game, so they always have to ask us.
Right.
And for McDaniels not taking the Indy job – I think we all remember Mangini when he went to the Jets. And I think that whole, the big D word here in New England maybe soured him and basically said, hey, if you ever want an opportunity, if something doesn't shake down, you ain't coming back to New England if you take this Colts job.
Yeah, add it to the list. Add it to the pile.
Yeah, I don't think with Indianapolis that if it had been Jets, I could see it.
What about Baltimore? Because there's a lot of talk that Harbaugh could have fired.
I don't think he's in Baltimore. I don't think the idea that, hey, you take that Baltimore job, you're never coming back here. I could see that with the Jets.
But it's not
you
only,
are then dead to Belichick if you take the Jets
That's
job.
My point. Because it's not even a, hey, you'll never come back here. Because, I don't know, you really want to come back a third time. But the whole idea of, you're dead to me. Don't even call me anymore if you go to the Jets. Are there other teams? I would think the Ravens might be on that list, but certainly not to the degree that the Jets are. That's hard to top.
Yeah, I think he's going to get – I think that teams will ask for permission to speak to him when the season is over. I think he will speak to at least one, if not more than one team. I think there's a real good chance he's going to go to Cleveland and become the
– Like for reals this time?
For reals.
Yeah, okay.
For reals.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's
all right.
Entirely possible. George is in Marshfield. Hey, George.
Good morning.
Morning.
I watched the BC Syracuse game.
Nice.
And I was really impressed with Syracuse's quarterback, Dungy, I believe his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just, I've never heard his name mentioned or anything like that. So I don't know what people think of him.
Probably a reason because he's a quarterback at Syracuse.
Hey, they're having a nice season.
Well, I'm just saying. And
just ask anybody in the media. They'll tell you. Having a real nice season. So that's who you want, George?
Yeah, that's
all right.
That was it.
All okay, right. Thanks. It's not even Tony Dungy's kid. It's spelled differently.
Yeah, it's too bad. He's had a nice season for the Orange. That's what you want?
Well, he's playing against BC, too. Let's not go crazy here.
He is.
His name is Eric Dungy.
So let's not do this. We don't need to open up the bio for Eric Dungy.
A dual threat.
It's not happening.
A dual threat quarterback.
I'm not going to tell you that he completed 60% of his passes. I don't even know
because
why I looked that
care.
Up. I don't know why I looked that up. All right, thank you. We'll put you down for that. We're putting him down for the Syracuse quarterback, Donovan McNabb.
He also got benched earlier this year.
Dale,
here's my point.
Okay.
His coach benched him against North Carolina.
Yeah, well, he had a tough game against the Tar Heels.
I'm just saying.
But he likes him. He liked him against BC. They carved up BC. They looked pretty good.
Mike's in North Providence. Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys. Yeah, what's up? Were talking about, you know, just about replacing Brady before as part of your conversation. And I think that the thing that we don't often say, or maybe never say, is just the simple fact that what makes Tom special is that he's a genius. And he really is. When it comes to processing information in the way that a quarterback needs to, and he showed this almost right from the beginning when we saw him, you know, when he had to come in for Bledsoe, he just thinks faster than other people do. It's almost kind of like, and this is what's so difficult trying to find somebody in the draft to be anything like him. Because like in college, they just ask so much less of the quarterbacks. I mean, you just don't really need to be. It's like the premier programs have all the talent. They're blowing out everybody just with ability. You have such separation for the receivers. And it's almost like they're all juggling three balls. And then you get into the NFL and you find like somebody like Tom. Every time they gave him another ball to juggle, he was able to do that. So now he's like juggling 30. You see what I'm saying? And how can you tell who's going to be able to do anything like that combined with his temperament? You see what I'm saying? It's our offense we've been running for years around here is revolved around his ability to think fast and to process a ton of information. That's why these receivers have such a difficult time learning it. I mean, he knows all this stuff. He's managing all of the things at the same time.
But Mike, you didn't think he was this same genius when he started playing quarterback back in 2001, right?
When he was at Michigan. Here's the thing. This is the what you see at Michigan. This is the juggler thing. They're looking at athleticism. They're looking at the arm. Oh, look how hard he throws. Look at his speed. It's what you see with him, and this is what Belichick made, I think, the greatest personnel move in the history of football, which was to choose him over a franchise icon who they just signed up to a long extension. You know what I'm saying? He chose Tom because he could see that mind, because Bill himself is a brilliant guy.
But that's actually not true. I mean, it was Dick Raybine, the quarterback coach, who had to convince them to draft Brady.
No, he's saying over Bledsoe once Bledsoe came back. Brady did get a 33 on the Wonderlic, so maybe that's what we should look for. Guys with 33 or better on the Wonderlic.
Do you think? Scott Pioli has said none of us knew. None of us had an idea.
No.
He said, do you think we'd have let him sit there till the sixth round if we had any idea?
You're not going to take that chance. Also, I agree with his overall point that it is difficult to draft a quarterback.
Absolutely.
Like, I think that's what he was getting at with all that, you know what I'm saying?
But
I
this
think that's
idea he... that you know, he arrived in New England as this self-packaged genius flies in the face of what we... He wasn't the same quarterback then that he became when he got the start because of the Bledsoe injury.
But also he was
the classic game manager.
No, they won
because of defense and a running game, and they tried not to put the ball in his hands too much. And
he is really smart, and he's really good. His football smarts is off the charts, and that has to be when you're not as athletic as some of the other guys. Like his decision making has to be quicker because he might not be able to elude the defensive end as well as another guy might or whatever. Like he has to be thinking really quickly or he would never be nearly this good. That's very clear.
Joe's on the cell phone. Hey, Joe.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
To go back to it, the story of the sex with the ghost. And I asked the producer. The question is if she got pregnant, would she see her baby?
Well, 50-50, I guess.
I mean, if it's a ghost.
Well, who's
so does he just kind of come up your body and he's like, ooh.
Yeah. I mean, Joe.
That is deep and zen-like.
It's a great question. I would say you're not going to know until the day happens, right?
Can I just point out to you and Joe and everybody else?
Sure.
You can't have sex with ghosts.
Dale's so narrow-minded.
I'm just saying.
Like, that's ridiculous. Like, that lady was so convinced. She didn't sway you at all?
No, she's a whack job.
Oh, my God, Dale. That is.
She is a complete total Looney Tunes.
Well, I would like to hear her out.
We heard her out one time on A Key for Madness.
No, I know.
And she sounded like a whack job.
It's probably
so once you go ghost, you never go back.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Is that right?
It is. Yes.
Pretty much.
I think she makes a good case because have needs too? Like,
sure,
what do ghosts do?
Carnal needs.
No, they don't have carnal needs.
No, they don't?
No.
Well, that one does.
I'm not
have
even...
we asked the ghost? I mean, we
I'm
don't know.
Dale, sure. this I'm not even week. Sure all the equipment works.
Oh, how would you
Once
know,
you're
Dale?
I don't. I'm not dead yet, but
no.
We have some advertisers for that.
That's true. They could call up the ghost. It opens you up to so much more clientele than I even thought of.
Think Bluetooth think about, for ghosts exists?
Yeah, well, not yet, but I think we're making our way.
The men's clinic could, you know, take a call from a ghost.
You never know.
My working theory is that it was still like her neighbor or something.
I think that's a lot more likely
that's
than
the
a ghost.
Working
yeah.
theory.
And she had to, she got caught by the husband and had to come up. No, no.
It was a ghost.
It wasn't Jimmy. It was a ghost.
It's like we've all seen Scary Movie 2. Like we know what's going on there.
Getting you through your workday, it's Dale and Keith on WEEI.
But you know what? The only reason I've been playing 19 years is to get to that 1,000 yards. And I did it, so that's it. I'm out.
Yeah.
Time to ride off into the sunset. Nah, gotta get back to work.
Man, if I had an Aston Martin, I'd ride off into the sunset every single day.
Is that what you would do? You'd spend your money on an Aston Martin?
Bond. James Bond.
Oh, now you're James Bond.
Well, if I had an Aston Martin, I could pretend
you'd
I was
be Dale
James
Bond.
Bond.
Could be a new character that we do on the show. Dale Bond.
That'd be great. Yeah. Everybody could see me as that.
I think so. It could work.
By the way, according to Josh McDaniels, because the coordinators talked to the media conference calls this week.
Yeah.
Josh said the whole Brady 1K thing has been kind of a subject of much mirth in the quarterback room for
a long time.
Well,
so the problem
now.
Is he's at 1,000 on the nose right now.
And did you see the final couple of kneel downs?
Yeah, he's not going to be able to get it because I think Jeff Howe did the numbers, or he found a place that did the numbers where he's lost like 200 yards or something. He's lost more yards on kneel downs than any other quarterback in the history of the league.
But and it would make sense if you think
they
about
it. They
win
all the time.
Yeah.
And he's been playing forever. You lose 3 yards or whatever it is
but
at the end of these
games. Didn't they count those in? Aren't those included in the... See, I think they've actually... He could be at 1,200 yards,
no, he would
for
be.
Instance.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point.
So,
oh, he would
so
have
he's
been
making
there.
Sure now that
yeah.
when he does kneel down, he steps forward first.
But think about it. They got the Bills. They got the Jets. They the last couple of games of the season, like he might not end with 1,000 yards. So let's see where this goes. His career, he may not end with 1,000 yards. He's got it right now.
Well, you're assuming that you know he doesn't rip off some 40-yard scamper.
That's a good point. That 5-yard run looked pretty good.
And the Sunday. Entire 5 yards, I'm going, get down.
It doesn't look safe, does it, when he's out there
and
running like that?
And then he sits up and does the first down thing. He gets
I think
all
he also knew
up.
How many yards he got,
he knew. By the way, stats whore here.
Drew Brees would have stopped the game.
I mean, well,
Drew Brees would have stopped
the
game.
Family out.
They would have had a podium set up. They would have retired the ball. They would have sent it to Canton if it was Drew Brees. Tom Brady, just a little point down the way.
But he knew exactly how many he needed,
That's
didn't
fine.
He? In fact, my guess is he went, down.
That's fine. I don't care. That's fine. You can say it's selfish if you want. Doesn't matter to me. He's moving the chains.
I never want to see him run. Ever.
What if you throw him the
you
ball?
Notice how they don't do this quarterback sneak hardly at all anymore.
No, they don't. The quarterback pass, though, or pass
oh,
to the
God.
Quarterback.
No.
So, please. Keep running that play again.
I'm convinced that screwed up his knee anyway.
Yeah. And you think Josh McDaniels is a great offensive coordinator?
The only thing dumber than that was when they threw the quarterback pass to Andrew Luck a few weeks ago.
They threw it like high
and
by another
and he
quarterback.
Fell on the shoulder that he ended up that he you know he missed basically two seasons for.
Yeah, that was dumb. Some teams
sometimes
you can
coaches just get in their own way, don't they?
Yes, they do. Some teams you can toss it to your quarterback. Other teams you can't. Patriots are one of those teams that you can't. It's very simple. Anybody that's seen him, you would know that. You don't do it. I don't care how open he is.
A quick aside here concerning the NFL and officiating. Did you see what the NFL has done? They have placed Roy Ellison on administrative leave. He's an official in the NFL.
What's Roy's problem?
He called Bill's defensive end Jerry Hughes a bitch.
I did see that. Jerry Hughes was upset to say
well,
the least.
Well, first of all, Jerry Hughes is a large man. I probably wouldn't want to call him names.
I wouldn't say that to him.
But,
no.
But at what point does an official in the NFL think that's a good plan?
It's not. Maybe Roy lost his cool a little bit, you could say. Yeah, refs are the worst. They really are in almost every sport, especially because most of them think that it's about them and that, you know, like, hey, I got to do this. Like, no, your job is to just call balls and strikes, or your job is to throw the flag if there's a blatant hold or a pass interference and to set the ball. Like, basically, we need you to set the ball up so these guys can play the game that we want to watch. That's what you're there for.
Now, the obvious question here is, did Hughes say something to Ellison during the course of the game? You know, one of those, yeah, but he called me that first. And even if he did.
It doesn't, see, to me, it doesn't work that way, though. Like the player, then there are certain things you can do as an official. I don't think you should, you know, throw a flag for unsportsmanlike. But if it gets so far out of the way, obviously he can't bump into you. I'm not suggesting that. But guess what? You're going to have to take some verbal abuse every once in a while. That's just how it goes. That's part of the job.
Or in a worst-case scenario, if he goes too far, throw the flag.
That's what I'm saying. You have that ability to do it. You can even warn him. Be like, all right, you say something else. I've heard enough, right? That kind of thing. I'm going to toss the flag. Like, if it's getting so over the top. But we've seen on some of these mic'd up things before where Belichick will give the ref an earful, and he just kind of listens to it. And say, hey, coach, we'll get the next one. Some of those guys, they kind of get it.
Belichick gets to give a little more of an earful than,
but even if it's
Jerry Hughes does.
Even if it's Zimmer or whoever. No, I think the refs, sorry. Yeah, if you want to say double standard, yeah, there is. The refs aren't allowed to then turn around and berate the players, I don't think. You can't do that.
Here's the other thing. And look, we think there's been a problem with NFL officiating for a long time now. We've had a couple of examples this year. Remember for the game a couple of weeks ago, the game that was supposed to be in Mexico City, the Rams and Chiefs that ended up being in L.A., and they took guys off other crews and put them on a crew.
They're like an all-star team.
Yeah, was like, you know, we don't trust this guy's crew to get this game right.
And then it was flag happy early, too. Yeah. It wasn't even like, hey, this crew's going to
play.
Hey,
they brought me in here for a reason, you know.
They were tossing them like crazy. It was that was surprising that they did that.
It's the most I've seen the NFL acknowledge that they've got issues. That was the first one.
Yeah.
And now with Hughes, they put him on administrative leave. I think that means they've suspended him, right? Isn't that
Hughes
what that means?
Hughes was trying to kill him afterwards. He said he was going to find him somewhere?
He did say, call me that and I will find you or something like that.
Huh. You get that guy tracking you down. I don't know if that... Hopefully whatever you said to him was worth it. That might be the last we ever see of Roy Ellison.
My guess is it probably will be.
Could be.
And that's fine. I mean, let's be honest.
No loss there.
Most officials in the NFL, you could clean house, start over, and we wouldn't really care.
No. The Roy Ellison jersey will not be on sale.
Don't need to see Sean Hockley anymore.
Nope.
Be fine with that.
Don't need any of those guys. They're very replaceable.
The NFL has got a great season going. We talked about this earlier. They've had this, you know, great numbers, great performances. TV ratings are up. Attendance is doing great. Everything's on an upbeat note until the last couple of weeks. But there have been these little tiny officiating things where it's almost like the league is acknowledging, we may have an issue here.
Do you think it'll get to the point where it negatively affects, you know, interest ratings, things like that? I don't think
it never
it's there.
Seems to.
I don't think it's there. Even the replacement
people
refs,
always
they made
say,
it through that.
Yeah.
Remember
that? Remember
was
that
a
one?
Disaster.
That one game that what's it?
Packers, Seahawks.
And,
I think
was it Saints or Seahawks? But
yeah, one guy said touchdown. One guy said
completely screwed up. And fans amazing. At the time in Green Bay were probably, you know,
yeah, somebody lost. I mean, that was a huge call that they had there, but that was bad. But now they have the real refs here, and they just got to figure. I mean, they gotta do better. If not, you can find somebody new. That's what it needs to be.
Now, a texter who I think is probably a football official somewhere, you know, maybe at the high school where Rossi went but couldn't be captain.
Where Coach Robidoux benched him.
Yeah. Says, hey, guys, officials are men. Also, do you forget that? And these NFL players are not always as big as you think. Stop trying to take the official's manhood away. Well,
listen, official, set the ball, get out of the way. Set the ball, get out of the way. Blow your whistle, set the ball, start the clack.
Throw the flag if you have to. Let's go.
Nobody's there to watch you. I'm not saying it would be... We're not there yet where they can be replaced by robots, but we're getting there.
I don't think
they'd
we
be
could
the first
robot.
People. We're not there yet,
Home plate umpire is the only officiating you could replace with a robot.
Hopefully...
That would be it.
Hopefully, before I leave this great earth of ours, I get
you
to see...
You feeling okay?
Sport, not really. So hopefully I get to see
need to sit.
Four sports officiated by robots. That's what we need.
Why?
Why? So they can get calls right and they don't call players bitches.
Well,
that's why.
You don't have to make them talk. So they don't. You could solve
you
that.
You program them any way you want. So they don't make it about themselves. They don't get into a shouting match with a manager, or they don't. They don't try to be a hero.
I don't like that. Creepy. I don't need more robots in my life.
I don't like the robot dog.
Those originated here in Massachusetts.
I don't care where they originated. In their IT, creepy.
They had them programmed for an entire episode of the show Black Mirror on Netflix, which is a really freaky episode. So you actually see like the dogs. Walk around, move.
I don't like
have the
this.
Sense of they, real dogs.
I don't need a robot dog.
Things.
There's
no.
enough. There's enough real dogs out there that need homes. You don't need to get a robot dog. What a giant waste.
Well, there's
of money.
Also a lot of referees and officials that need jobs as well. And you're
that's
trying to eliminate
true.
Them.
That's true. Well, you can still pay them, but just I don't want to see them ever again. They can do other. They have other skills. Most
we'll,
of them
will pay them to not officiate.
Most of them are like
we'll get
dentists
a bunch of robots
or whatever.
In here.
Most of them have other jobs. Ed Hockley was a lawyer.
Oh, remember that some of these guys now, because Michael Holly's all-time crusade was full-time officials, because that's going to solve everything.
Listen, I don't hate every official. I just hate the ones that think they're more important than they are. That's the ones that drive you nuts.
But you don't think they would program these robots to stand out more than these officials?
Nope, I want them to blend in with the scenery. Just so you don't even
like
know
a chameleon.
There. Just like a chameleon.
Color changes right with the background.
Right in there. You can't even see them. You'll never see them.
You could trip over one then.
No, you make
can't
them,
see them. Oh my God!
You look, put them high enough. Put them
like
high enough,
floating
like
it, over.
Yeah,
the...
like drones, just drones in all the games, just hanging over the court.
What about ghost referees?
Lucy, now I think you're onto something.
They'd never get in the way. Could run right through them.
Exactly.
They might have sex with the players.
Well,
though.
No, I don't think they're going there.
They could
only if the equipment works.
That's right.
Which there would be ghost referee babies.
That's right.
Or would there?
I still don't know on that one. I still haven't made a decision.
I think
on that
I kind of know, but
well, maybe you do.
But Keith, your point about like MLB doing the robot thing, maybe I don't think any other sport could do it.
And in MLB, the only thing you could do is home plate.
But if
you have it, you in effect have it now with that little box, and you could easily just turn that into balls and strikes. You know, like the line reviews in tennis. Where they go to that computer thing,
right.
They do
that's
it in
done.
Soccer now, where
yep.
the goal review, mm-hmm. where they go to the computer. You could do it in balls and
we're
strikes.
We're getting closer and closer. If they can drive a car, though, they should be able to ump a basketball game. Or ref a basketball game.
Can they really drive a car, though?
They can drive a car.
Yeah, they can.
No, thank you.
They do drive cars.
I don't want that.
I don't like that either, but they do. They're driving them.
There was a story in Palo Alto the other day where the police had to stop this guy. He was doing 70 miles an hour in his Tesla, sound asleep.
Yeah, that's scary. But the car was driving itself.
Yeah, the self-driving car thing. So they had to close down all the traffic behind him. They couldn't wake him up.
And he was just snoozing.
So they then got a police car in front of the Tesla.
Was he like
zippity-doo-dawn down the road?
Asleep?
Well, they said asleep, but okay. Let's be honest.
All right.
And then just kept slowing down because the Tesla will read it and, you know, will slow down and close the gap. And ultimately,
so if you got in front of him and just stopped, the car would stop? Is that all you need to do?
Well, yeah, you'd have to slow it down. You can't do it instantly, but yes. In other words, the Tesla reads the distance between it and the next car in front.
So he was just cruising. There was nobody in front of him. So
70 miles an hour.
70
miles an hour. The self-driving Tesla zipping along in Palo Alto.
Yeah, that's scary. I really don't like the self-driving car thing. There's been like a bunch of
deaths
already.
But you want robot referees.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. How are they going to hurt me? A self-driving car, you could easily kill you. It has killed people. The referees, what are they doing? Nothing. Blowing the whistle.
Calling people names.
Nope. I'm going to program them. They don't say a word. Not a word.
Well, don't they have to say something?
What do they have to say?
You know, it's a holding call on number 79.
Or... Oh, NFL guys. Yeah, they do. Or it could just come across on the screen. Just pops up right on the screen.
Little thing in their chest.
It turns yellow.
TV
it turns yellow when they throw the flag, and then it pops up, and it says who committed what act.
When you're having a sit and a nog in the Fortress of Solitude, you've got
a sit and a nog in here in a second.
Way too much time on your hands.
What do you mean?
You've thought this through.
What do you want me to
do? You've like developed this plan.
We're getting there.
You've workshopped this.
2035, there's going to be robot umps in every sport.
Yeah,
you don't believe me?
No.
Talk to me then.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Do you think you can program ice skating robots?
Yeah, Dale, they drive cars. Of course they could skate.
It won't skate. It'll hover over the ice.
That's fine. Drone. I don't care. I haven't really thought exactly what they're going to look like. But
do people exist in 2035 if this
not,
happens?
Not 2035, in Keith's
world. Probably not a lot of people left. No.
They have ice skating robots. If you go to
Thank
YouTube,
you.
I'm watching it right now.
Thank you, Lucy.
Ice skating robot is the title of the video.
Can they call tripping? Can they call hooking?
I bet
they can. Of course
it
they can.
It looks like it can.
Yeah.
This thing is a box. This is not a robot.
Exactly.
This is a box.
We'll figure it out, all
right? It's programmed to move. It's a robot.
We'll get the nerdery on it. And they'll have a
honestly,
prototype.
Though, if there's robots doing that, that's when I'll get really nervous about society
it
and
just
like, mankind.
It just picks up a box on the ice. It knows what it's doing.
There you go.
Like I said, it is a
box. It thinks for itself.
But you don't think at that point, like, you'd be worried, like, for your, you know, if
you
your children
seen,
at the time or whatever?
You ever seen Ex Machina, the movie?
No, it was, well, I saw half of it. It was really bad.
What?
Bad.
It was great.
See, I didn't like it.
Oh, you're an idiot.
That may be true.
Right to you're an
well,
idiot.
No, but that's a great movie. You didn't even finish it, so how do you know?
Didn't grip me. Didn't get me past that first, like, half-hour mark.
Oh, God.
Somebody cracked Lucy up in the other room. She's in there howling at somebody.
The skating robot.
And she's watching the robot. She's watching the next referee of the NHL. Skating around.
You guys can check it out at Dale Keefe, WEI.
There you go, Lucy. Thank you.
Tweet that bad boy out.